yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this first Sunday after Christmas is taken from Galatians chapter 4, beginning with the fourth verse. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is God's word. A couple of years ago on New Year's Eve, a competition labeled as the Battle of the Babies developed in New York City. Precisely at midnight, two babies were born rivaling each other for the title of the first baby of the new year. On Long Island, a boy named Maxim was born. Birth monitors confirm that at the exact same time in the borough of Brooklyn, little Zayden was born. It was a tie. No one could stop them from making their New Year's entrance into the world. When it's time, it's time. What about you? What new step is it time for in your life? The Apostle Paul knew something about timing. At a time when he devoted himself to persecuting and tormenting the followers of Jesus, the risen Savior appeared to him personally, led him out of destruction and bitterness, and filled him with the Holy Spirit through baptism. Paul became a new person with a new outlook right on time. Jesus brought His grace into Paul's life. God knows all about perfect timing. That's why I ask you, what new step is it time for in your life? On Christmas, you celebrated God's good timing, whether you knew it or not. Paul's letter to the people in Galatia tells us what caused Christmas. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. It was exactly the right time for Jesus to be born. God couldn't hold back anymore as He sent His Son into the world to make the biggest purchase ever. The price was high, the gift too big to wrap. Jesus agreed to go through death and hell for you, so that you would never have to overturn the effects of death, so that you would never have to live in fear. He would die. He would rise. He gives the results to you as pure gift. Jesus has become your way into God. Full access is yours by faith. Now is the time. It is the right time to return to God, to ask for His help, to let Him carry the load, to trust the risen Savior Jesus Christ. You don't have to solve all life's problems. You don't have to carry the load of responsibility for everything. You don't have to figure out every angle or know all the answers. If you're tired of your anger, your regrets, your failures, your struggles, let today be the day you receive God's grace in a new way. Put all your weight on Jesus, the one who can handle the load. And trust Him to help you grow, all in His timing. A group of women that met for Bible study came across a verse one day in the prophet Malachi, which reads, "He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver." That verse puzzled the women. They wondered how this statement applied to the character and nature of God. So one of the women offered to find out more about the process of refining silver and get back to the group as part of their next study. So the woman called up a silversmith and made an appointment to watch him as he worked. She didn't mention anything about the reason for her interest beyond curiosity about the process of refining silver. That day, as she watched the silversmith work, he held a piece of silver over the fire and let it heat up. He explained that in refining silver, one needed to hold the silver in the middle of the fire where the flames are the hottest, so as to burn away all of the impurities. The woman thought about God holding us in such a hot spot for what seemed entirely too long a time. And she thought about the verse, "He sits as a refiner and purifier of silver." And so she asked the silversmith if it was true that he had to sit there in front of the fire the entire time that the silver was being refined. And the man said, yes. Not only did he have to sit there holding the silver, but he had to keep his eye on it the entire time it was in the fire. Too short a time, still full of impurities. If the silver was left even a moment too long in the flames, it would be destroyed. The woman sat silent for a minute. Then she asked the silversmith, "But how do you know when the silver is fully refined?" He smiled at her and answered, "Oh, it's kind of neat. I know when it's done, when my reflection is looking back at me, when I can see my image in the silver." God wants you to be recreated in His image. You may not be too excited about the idea of being refined, of held in the middle of the flame. But it is only to bring you to your best. And think of it this way. Silver cannot refine itself. But you and I have a master handling us, giving us exactly what we need to turn our back on sin and to trust Him more fully. There is no better time than now to give yourself over fully to this process. Now is the time to receive God's verdict. In Christ, you are found not guilty. Now is the time to let Him name you as His child. And as His child, you have full access to Him. You stand to inherit a life of blessing and love that never ends. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. It's time to embrace life as someone selected by God. All the legalities and fees necessary for this relationship to take hold were handled by Jesus. He has secured your forever home with this God as your Father and brother. What new step is it time for in your life? Please join me in prayer. Lord, now you are letting your servants depart in peace according to your word, for our eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel, delivered at precisely the right time. In your holy name we pray. Amen.